parking. Well, that's what you used to go up in those. But those are usually private parking. They're not, well, there's a few public lots now, but they're usually, when parking became so bad downtown, in order to build an office building and get tenants in it, you had to have the first four or five floors parking and the rest of it office space. Otherwise, no one was going to rent space when they couldn't park and get into their own office.
All right, do you have general terms to identify the tallest office buildings in town? What are they called, tall buildings?
Well, they're certainly not called skyscrapers.
Not in Nashville?
Oh, no. No, no. There's only several buildings. It used to be the LNC Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one building that's taller, and I don't even know what the name of it is, and I don't know what they do now. It's just the LNC Tower was always the tallest. And, the other ones I don't even know about.
Okay. Now, you used high-rise to describe the parking. Would you ever use that to describe a building?
Oh, yes. High-rise apartments. Okay. Or apartments, well, there's, you know, many types. Garden types, which are two-story. Then high-rise would be, to me, anything above four stories, but preferably around 10 or 11.
Okay, would you ever use high-rise to describe a building that was not an apartment? Well, you used it for a parking then, but not, you wouldn't use it for an office building?
No.
What would you just say a big office building?
Well, it would depend who you were talking to.
Yeah.
And if you're discussing... Like, if I'm discussing office space with a prospective tenant, he sees the building. He knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So he knows it's not a two-story office building. He knows I'm talking about this one's got eight stories to it. So I don't say it's this high-rise building. I refer to it by the name of the building.
Okay. All right. What do you call small, really narrow passageways between behind?
Alleys.
Now, can you drive in alleys?
No. Well, you can't drive in alleys between buildings. You can drive in alleys between streets.
Okay. Do those alleys have names?
No.
Okay. What do you call a plot of land in the city where a building, an old building has been torn down and nothing else has been built
on it? Raw land.
All right. Would you ever call it vacant land?
Yeah, I might call it. Well, it would depend on whether it was intended. It would depend on its intended use.
Well, you're speaking as somebody who deals in real estate, so
right,
this is
right,
your specialty.
Right.
Okay, so raw land is what?
Well, raw land is just something that, you know, it's a blank canvas.
Okay.
You gotta figure out what you're going to do to it.
Alright. And what's a vacant lot?
Well, a vacant lot would be something neglected, something like with a shack on it and could possibly be used but has no plans for it.
Okay. That's an interesting difference. All right, where do you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
What do you call a small car with only two seats, either two buckets or a bench seat?
It's horrible. No, a sports car.
Okay. Would you ever call it a coupe?
No.
What do you call a door, a car with two doors, a four-seater car with two doors?
A four-seater car with two doors. I've never really thought about it. I don't think in terms, I hate two-door cars.
Yeah. All right, well, how about with four doors?
A four-door car.
All right, would you ever call either of them a sedan?
Well, it would depend on whether they had the post or not, you know?
Oh, yeah, which is which?
The sedan has the post.
Between the windows,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A coupe doesn't.
Okay. Do you know any slang names for a really large, pretentious car, like a Cadillac or something that somebody's bought and couldn't afford?